Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
In order to understand why people within organizations resist change, it helps to first understand basic human psychology. But what does psychology have to do with resistance to change? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach the third stage of digital transformation success. And when we're helping clients through their digital transformation journeys, inevitably we're asked to help manage change. We're asked to help address the human component of change and help address resistance to change, help ensure that we have employee adoption and buy-in and understanding to the transformation objectives and goals and things that come from that project. But more often than not, organizations, and more specifically, employees within the organizations, tend to resist change. We've got this utopia of how things could be in the future, but at the end of the day, when the rubber meets the road and when it comes time to actually enable the change, people inevitably will start to resist that change. So what I want to do today is unpack a basic psychological framework that will help explain why people resist change. And more importantly, as I'm unpacking this, I'm going to describe and talk about what it is we can do within our organizations to ensure that we mitigate some of these risks and overcome some of these psychological issues that organizations go through. And for more information about the psychology of change and just organizational change in general, I encourage you to download our Guide to Organizational Change Management. It's a guide that uncovers a number of best practices and lessons learned as it relates to the human side of change, specifically organizational change management methodologies that we use to help our clients through the transformation process. And you can read that report for free and download that guide using the link below, or you can use the QR code on the screen in front of you. So to understand the psychology of change and the human component of digital transformation, it helps to first unpack and understand a basic psychological framework that a lot of first-year psychology students will learn. And this is something that I actually remember learning in college in one of my intro to psychology courses. In fact, I even studied this in high school in my psychology course. So it's a very basic fundamental framework, and it's called Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs. And it was developed by a psychologist with the last name Maslow back in the 1940s, which is where the name comes from in terms of Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs. And essentially what it states is that every human is driven by behavior that traces back to basic needs that we as humans have. So at our core fundamental base level, we have psychological needs. We need a certain amount of basic needs such as food. We need food, we need water, we need shelter. That's sort of the basic things we need in order to survive in the world today. Once we have those basic needs, and only once we have those basic needs, then we can move up Maslow's hierarchy, and then we can start worrying and thinking about safety and security. So yes, we're eating, we've got shelter, we've got food, everything we need at the basic level, but now we can start to think about what we need in terms of safety and security. Once we have that, then we can move even further up the hierarchy and look for love and belonging. And then once we move up even further, then we start to think about self-esteem. And then from there, we look at self-actualization. And self-actualization is really trying to be the best we can be and try to improve ourselves as humans. And the whole idea here is if we try to just focus here on self-actualization, but we aren't doing some of these lower level things well, we're not going to be very successful here. In fact, our minds aren't going to let us self-actualize if we're worried about what we're going to eat for dinner tonight. So that's what the whole premise of this hierarchy is that you've got basic foundational building blocks that you need to start with, and only once you have those foundational building blocks in place can you move your way up the hierarchy of needs. So this is tracing back to the earliest days of humans, but this psychological framework also applies to organizations as well. When we think about going through a change and what people need within the workplace, this framework is extremely helpful. And I'm going to relate this to digital transformations and organizational behavior within digital transformations next. So what does this all have to do with digital transformation and change management? That's what I want to talk about here next. And if we look at this framework we have in place here, this Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs, One thing I want to talk about is the disconnect that often happens between executives that are leading or setting a vision for digital transformation and employees that are expected to execute on a digital transformation and ultimately live with the digital transformation going forward. So let's start with executives. Executives typically operating up here. This is where the executives live, and this is their job, is to self-actualize. They're trying to figure out, how can we make our organization better? How can we improve it? How can we optimize profit? How can we be better stewards of the environment and provide a more sustainable organization? How can we provide a great place to work? They're thinking long-term, 3 to 5 years out, maybe even 10 years out or more. If it's a family-owned business or multi-generational family business, they might be looking further out. So executives are in this self-actualization mode, and oftentimes when they're going through a digital transformation or when they're setting a tone for the digital transformation, they're doing so from a point of self-actualization. And when they first introduce the idea of digital transformation to employees, oftentimes employees are up here too. And I'm just gonna lump all employees into one big bucket, even though every employee is different, depending on what level you're at and how long you've been in an organization and whatnot. But let's just assume employees are starting off here as well. Now what happens though, is as we go through a digital transformation, as we start to define and understand and realize what the impacts to the organization are, executives are still up here in self-actualization mode, but something happens here with employees. Employees end up moving from here and they revert back down to here. And the reason for that is because now when you start introducing individual changes to an organization and you start talking about things that might introduce fear, uncertainty, and doubt into an organization, people start to worry. And they start to worry less about self-actualization, and now they start worrying about basic physiological needs, basic safety and security, and they can't self-actualize if they're worried about keeping their jobs, for example. Perhaps they have financial difficulties at home, or they're the sole breadwinner in the family. So there's a lot at stake here. If their job is disrupted or their income is disrupted, they start worrying about really basic foundational psychological needs and they have an inability to self-actualize. However, executives are still up here in self-actualization mode. Employees are reverting back down to this basic level of Maslow's hierarchy and it creates a disconnect. Now suddenly we're starting to resist change because employees are worried about their own security. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about potentially losing their job or having to materially change the way they do their jobs day to day. So it's really important to understand the psychological dynamic that happens within an organization because this is a key reason why people start to resist change. And when the employees are down here and executives are up here, there's a disconnect and it creates a sort of a tension here between these two groups. And you start to see the resistance to change and employees at this point start to push back on the changes. And the last thing I'll mention too, along these lines, is that employees nowadays are going through a lot of change fatigue. A lot of organizations have introduced changes that are planned in some cases, and in other cases unplanned. There's the unplanned, unpredictable changes that came from the after effects of COVID, for example. A lot of organizations are going through mergers and acquisitions. A lot of organizations are introducing process improvements or other technological initiatives, changing jobs around or moving to a hybrid work environment. A lot of things are happening in the world right now, especially in the workplace, that are causing fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And that change fatigue is causing people to revert back to these basic levels of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So it's really important to understand the psychology so that we can figure out how to navigate from a change management perspective these dynamics, and that's what I'm going to talk about next.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
So So to take this one step further, it helps to look at long-term versus short-term needs that employees in an organization have. So let's start with the long-term needs and understand how this conflicts and contrasts with the short-term needs. So when you look at employee long-term needs, they do want to enhance their careers. They want to learn. They want to continue to grow. They want to contribute to a team. And they want to improve the organization, in general, of course. These are the things that a lot of employees really want to accomplish as part of their long-term engagement and involvement at an organization. Now, this all sounds great, and if all we do is look at long-term needs, an executive or a project team might look at this and say, well, this is great. This plays right into what we're trying to accomplish with our digital transformation, which is true. But as I mentioned before, when employees start to revert back down to the basic level of hierarchy of needs, they get to be a little bit more short-term focused, in which case that's where the tension comes in and that's where the resistance to change comes. So let's talk about what short-term needs are. So before I can focus on these longer-term needs, which, by the way, these longer-term needs sort of align with these higher levels of the hierarchy of needs, now we get to short-term needs. So we need to know that we have a job, first of all. And it's amazing how powerful this one can be. Because you talk about artificial intelligence and all the studies that have come out recently that have shown that potentially hundreds of millions of jobs worldwide will be displaced as a result of artificial intelligence. So let's just say we're going to introduce pieces of artificial intelligence into our digital transformation. Rest assured, your employees are going to quickly move from this higher level of the hierarchy. They're going to revert back down because now they don't know that they're going to have a good job or a job in general, period. They also may worry shorter term that their value to the organization is diminished. I think this is a really important one to understand, especially if you're an organization that has highly tenured employees that have been around for a long time and they have thrived amid weak tools and weak systems and broken processes simply through heroics and tribal knowledge. Though individual heroics and tribal knowledge are what makes them have that perception of having value to the organization, now when we start thinking about these longer term needs and the longer term vision of digital technologies, it starts to disrupt or threaten that perceived value. So we tend to revert back to this questionability of whether or not we have value to the organization or are going to have value to the organization longer term. And again, to point out what may be the obvious thing here is that these short-term needs align with the lower parts of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So the real challenge here is how do we navigate these discrepancies or these differences between, I'll put a little imaginary dotted line here that sort of has the lower and higher level of Maslow's hierarchy here. How do we ensure that employees are up here at this level of self-actualization and meeting long-term needs of the organization and for them themselves individually? Well, the answer to that is we first have to make sure we've addressed these short-term needs. If people are questioning this down here and if employees are operating down in this space, you are not going to be able to get them up to this higher level of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So what I want to do next is talk about how do we move employees from here to here? And that's the million-dollar question I'll answer next. Now, this whole dynamic I've talked about here so far really underscores the importance and explains why organizational change management is so important. We need to have a really clear and a very prescriptive change strategy to ensure that we're navigating these dimensions here. And more specifically, if we look at the psychology I talked about that's sort of causing employees to revert back to the shorter term needs and the lower level of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we need to understand what it is we can do to bring them back up to these higher levels by addressing these core needs. And getting back to these short term needs, we need to mitigate some of the concerns that happen here. And oftentimes, some of the biggest things that can help overcome these challenges are going to be pretty basic things. So some of the prescriptive measures you can take to overcome some of these short-term needs or address the short-term needs would be to provide clarity. That's probably the biggest thing you can do in general from a change perspective, is ensure that people understand and that you as a team and as an executive team understand how employees' jobs are going to look in the future. Because if you can't answer that question and explain it to employees, they are absolutely going to revert back down to this lower level of the hierarchy. They also have to have clarity and understanding of what their value to the organization is. And the way that organizations and the people within the organizations will understand their value is to understand what their roles are going to be going forward. So similar to clarity, but more specifically, we're defining roles going forward. And this is why organizational design is so important. Designing what those new jobs are going to look like, defining roles and responsibilities, documenting them, defining business processes in more detail. That clarity is going to mitigate a lot of this concern down here and allow people to ultimately move back to the self-actualization phase that we talked about before. And then finally, a similar thing that needs to happen within change management is defining a vision for employees. So what is their long-term value and contribution to the team? Not just their individual roles day-to-day, not just having clarity on how they're going to conduct transactions in a new system or a new set of business processes, but what is the vision for what that role is going to look like in the future? If we go back to the artificial intelligence example, if artificial intelligence will automate, say, 40% of Susie's job, well, let's talk about what Susie's going to do with that 40%. And there's a great opportunity here for us to provide that vision of how Susie will fill her 40% in a way that hopefully is more exciting to her, gives her more opportunity, lets her learn, and lets her be even more of a contributor than she was before. So in other words, we're allowing Susie to move from being stuck down here at the lower level of the hierarchy of needs back up to self-actualization. And the only way we do that is by providing Susie that vision of what her job is going to look like. Now, there's a number of tools that you can use to accomplish these things. These are pretty high-level recommendations here, but there's specific methodologies you can use to follow that I want to point you to, and one in particular is a organizational change management playlist on my YouTube channel that contains a ton of different change management videos, goes into our change management methodologies and tool sets in a great amount of detail. You can find a link to that playlist right here. So just click on this link, it'll take you to a playlist of all the change management videos I've done over the years. But in the meantime, while you're waiting to click on that link, these are the things you should think about is how can we help individuals within the organization mitigate some of these short-term needs so they can start thinking longer term. So I hope this has provided you some guidance and understanding of the basic psychology of change and how we as organizations need to better navigate that change. For more information and more understanding of change management in more specific tools and methodologies that can be used in your change program, I encourage you to read our Guide to Change Management, which is a report that I wrote a couple years ago that dives into a methodology and set of best practices around managing change in any sort of digital or business transformation. You can do that by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, or you can go to the links below, which includes a link to that Guide to Change Management, as well as other change and other digital transformation types of resources that I think will help you through your initiative. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.